Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create an amazing life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today, we are talking about the last step in stage 11, seeking complete connection. And this is once you've experienced all the way to stage 11, how do you maintain it? How do you come back to it as often as possible? How do you manage this whole thing going forward? It's a continual evolution. And so how do we manage that in a practical way? So before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Faso, Sweden. Very cool. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, or ideas, use the link in the show notes where you can head over to CatherineColleen.com and the community page, which has a quick little form there where you can send in your thoughts, ideas, and questions. I love it when people use this particular form because it lets me know what country you're coming in from. And it does come directly to me, you will hear back directly from me. And remember, if you have a question, it's quite likely that a lot of other people have the same question. Over on the website in the observation section, you probably see a number of audience questions coming out lately. Keep them coming. So, seeking complete connection. How to maintain this all. So as you enjoy life in the later stages, one way to stay there significantly longer is to actively seek complete connection with yourself, with others, with this moment, with your life at large, with your money, with your purpose, all the things. And as you craft a routine that helps to keep you in the later stages, you're going to want to include activities that deepen your connections. Exercise as connection to your body. Meditation as connection to your mind, to your energy. Or prayer time as connection to the divine. Time to think. Time to connect with your partner. Don't neglect that. And whatever else works best for you. You need to remember that you still have needs. You still have an ideology that at this point should be just based on principles. And you still have a self, a persona that you move through this world with. And all these things are necessary to get through the day. All these things are psychologically necessary, physically necessary. So you want to attend to them and evolve them, but don't ignore them, and at the same time, don't become attached to them. So the difficulty comes when we, for example, ignore our needs. If you ignore your needs, any of your needs, your physical needs, your psychological needs, your emotional needs, your intellectual needs, any of this, even something as simple as not getting enough sleep. If you ignore your needs, you're going to get pulled right back around to stage 3. If you become too attached and identified with your needs, if you're just a big ball of need, that's going to keep you in stage 3. Similarly, if your ideology gets out of hand, if you become too focused on it, with an upcoming election season in the United States, there's immense danger of becoming too focused on your ideology. You have an ideology. But you, at this point, you know you are so much more than that. An ideology is this thing. It's a tool. It's a way that it helps you make decisions through the day that you can feel good about. And that's it. That's it. It is not you. So please don't let that pull you back into stage 5 by becoming identified with your ideology. I'm one of these. I'm one of those. I believe that. get back beyond that. Your ideology is a tool. That's it. And all of these things can really kind of get in the way. And even you have a self, but if you become too attached to the self, to the human self that you're walking around as, that can prevent you from getting into these later stages as well. Let me give you an example. I like to ride motorcycles, and we have at this moment two motorcycles, and we decided that it's time to sell them because we're getting ready for full-time travel, and motorcycles don't fit in a backpack. So it's time for them to go. And there was a pain in putting them up for sale, and sort of a melancholy at the idea of watching them drive away. Why? Because hippie biker chick was part of a persona that I am enjoying, the badass hippie. I was digging on that. I was having fun with that. But it's time to become something else. And these old selves, they really don't like to be eliminated. So there is resistance. There was this attachment to that. And so this is a really good exercise for me to let it go. And so we've got to be careful with getting too attached to any portion of our needs, our ideology, or ourselves. We need to attend to them. We do need to evolve them and let them naturally evolve. But we don't want to become attached to them. And that is the key difference. We want to remember that life will take you around the circle many times. But you are in control of how much time you spend in each stage. So you want to recognize when you're cycling through the stages again. Take care of any new or leftover tasks from those earlier stages and bring yourself back to the later stages as efficiently as possible. How? By doing exactly the same tasks that got you here before. If you need a reminder, just go to KatherineColleen.com and look in the observation section, or get the book, Purna Asati, or go to lastingpeace.org and look at the roadmap. It's all there. And just follow the steps. Just follow the steps again. But every time you do them, it gets a lot faster because you have a lot fewer holes to fill in. You have a lot, you're more and more practiced at these tasks. And so it gets quicker and quicker every single time. And there you are back in the later stages again. And it is bliss. So with time, you'll find yourself spending more and more time in those blissful later stages and less time in the earlier stages. That is, you'll spend more and more time feeling joy and peace and love and adventure or other positive emotions of your choosing, and less time with the negative ones. And when you do this, life becomes this increasing spiral of amazing. And that's what we're all really looking for, isn't it? Somebody once asked me in an interview how I maintain my connection to the divine. And I think my answer might have been somewhat unsatisfying. I think they were looking for something like some special kind of meditation or something. And the reality is you maintain your connection to this, to all of this, by getting enough sleep, staying connected to your body, attending to your physical needs, to your emotional needs, to your intellectual needs, all of the unsexy stuff, although some of that may be sexual, that's okay. You review your principles and you update them as needed. You do the work. And what you're doing is you're just removing anything that's preventing connection to the divine, and then you automatically have the connection with the divine, which is with these stages, which is with yourself, because the divine is you here in this plane, and all of these things that you already know at this point. If this is all sounding somewhat unfamiliar, I want you to go all the way back to the beginning in stage one and re-listen to the podcast, or read the, you know, work through the book, or go to lastingpeace.org and work through the roadmap. This is such a beautiful place to stay, and you will be blown away as your abilities to influence this existence continue to grow and continue to mount. And any and all beliefs that you ever had that would work against that just start to dissolve away. So as you experience all this, let me know how it's going. Talk to me about your experiences. Send me your questions and your ideas. Don't be shy, because I look at all the people who tune in for this, and you are not alone. You are in an amazing community. So let me know how it's going. Use the link in the show notes. Send me your questions, thoughts, and ideas. Share it with others. And I will see you next time. As always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.